the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you see, California isn't enough of a shift show yet, right? Look at all the people that are fleeing California, the mass exodus from California. Look at the little kids that have to walk over piles of human to get to school. They're stepping over needles from illegal drug users, right? I mean, think about all the shift that even just the kids have to deal with in California. It's just one gigantic shift show in California, but apparently it's not a big enough shift show, because now Adam Schiff, the California congressman who lied continuously about the Russia collusion hoax, who pushed the phony impeachment scam against President Donald Trump to undermine the president of America, to undermine the American economy, to placate and to cater to the communist Chinese so that they could undermine the American economy with their COVID-19. You think about it. What was the only way they were going to stop Donald Trump? Something like a COVID-19. And Adam Schiff was pushing it right along, shutting down the American economy. Adam Schiff was undermining the president of the United States of America for his own personal selfish gain. He lied the entire time. That's why he's being booted off the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. And then he goes, yesterday, we told you yesterday, he goes on TikTok to complain about being kicked off of the Intelligence Committee and laughingly tries to say that, well, the Republicans are helping the Chinese by kicking him off of the Intelligence Committee. And it's like, you're on a Chinese-owned propaganda website, TikTok. And you're claiming that the Republicans are helping the Chinese? Anyway, as if California wasn't already a big enough shift show, get this. Adam Schiff wants to make it an even bigger shift show. Adam Schiff has announced that he is going to run for the United States Senate. And he might win the primary. I mean, I know he's an old white guy, and you would think that would be that would not be allowed in California. But you know what? They kind of owe him, for undermining President Trump, for teaming up with the communist Chinese on the COVID lockdowns and the COVID craziness, and undermining Trump's economy with COVID-19. They kind of owe him. So he might get a pass this time. They might say, you know what? We really didn't want to have an old white guy represent us anymore. We've only got two seats in the United States Senate, and God, we don't want an old white guy. But you know what? We owe you. So here you go. So yeah. So they basically said now that, you know what? California isn't enough of a shift show. So let's pile on Adam Schiff for U.S. Senate in 2024. Oh, for Pete's sake! But really, like, let's be honest, with the way California votes, Adam Schiff, it could be somebody else, some other candidate with a D behind their name. It's going to be a shift show either way, so I just hope the Republicans capitalize on it. All the more reason to get rid of Liberal Senator John Tester here to make up for it.
Reporting from the Montana Legislature, I'm Eleanor Smith. The Senate is considering a bill that would ban local governments from requiring businesses to offer benefits like health insurance or paid time off. The bill builds off of legislation passed in 2021 that restricted cities or counties from establishing minimum wage and benefits requirements above state or federal wage laws. This session's Senate Bill 177 would define benefits to include things like vacation time, sick leave, retirement, health care, and disability benefits. Brad Griffin testified for the bill for the Montana Retail Association and the Montana Restaurant Association.
They like to have uniformity from one community to the next.
While there were no opponents at the hearing for the bill this week, last session Senate Bill 301 faced opposition from lawmakers like Democratic Senator Christopher Pope from Bozeman.
There's a tendency for the state trying to, constrain local governments and to limit their choices. But, these elected officials at the local level work so hard that we need to give them as many tools for their toolkit as possible.
The committee did not take immediate action on the bill Wednesday.
This legislative update is brought to you by the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters and Newspaper Associations, and the Greater Montana Foundation.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, a winter storm warning, including both Bozeman and Billings. For Bozeman, expecting around 3 to 5 inches of snow accumulation by the end of the day. For Billings, the snow could mix with some rain or drizzle yet this morning. Around 2 inches of snow accumulation expected for Billings by the end of the day. Temperatures holding fairly steady in the 30s. Then for tonight, snow looks to continue. An additional 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation expected for both Bozeman and Billings for tonight, with lows dropping back into the upper single digits to lower teens. Even into the day on Saturday, snow is still likely there. Could pick up another inch or two of daytime snowfall, with our temperatures holding fairly steady in the middle part of the teens. Trending even colder into the day on Sunday, only expecting high temperatures to reach the single digits above
0433. What do you have to lose? Call 800-2 790-433. Again, 800-279-0433.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, I think he was on with Hannity last night, and he had this to say about Adam Schiff, the California congressman, who I just told you, and by the way, that was not a joke. Adam Schiff has said that he is going to run for the United States Senate in California. I think Dianne Feinstein is finally going to step down. Longtime Senator Dianne Feinstein, which, you know, ironically enough, DiFi, as Rush Limbaugh had referred to her over the years, she, you know, she's obviously very radical left on a number of issues like pro-gun control, etc. But when it comes to forestry issues, you know, she actually, you know, was more progress oriented when it comes to things like forestry issues. So like I think even, you know, Montana Senator Steve Daines and her would team up on some logging deals and forest health issues and things like that. But anyway, she's stepping down, and the radical left was looking forward to her stepping down because they want somebody who's in their back pocket on every single issue. They don't want somebody who just supports them on taking your guns away. They want somebody who supports them on more fuel for the fires and everything else. And so that's why they love this Schiff character. Here's what Matt Gaetz, Florida congressman, had to say, you know, about Swalwell, Schiff, and the rest of them being booted off the House Intelligence Committee.
Adam Schiff doesn't just go on TikTok to publish information. The real critique we have is that for 3 years, when Republicans wanted access to intelligence about the origins of the coronavirus, Adam Schiff was essentially the blocking tackle for the Chinese Communist Party.
Exactly. The blocking tackle for the Communist Chinese Party. And then to complain about being kicked off the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff goes to the Chinese propaganda website TikTok. Doesn't get more rich than that, does it? And then, of course, the other guy that got kicked off the House Intelligence Committee, Eric Swalwell, another California guy that got kicked off the House Intelligence Committee. Maybe Swalwell's going to try to challenge Schiff there, and they can, you know, outcompete each other over who's more in the back pocket of the communist Chinese. This is what Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton had to say. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton got this clip from Fox News Radio. Of course, Senator Cotton is a fellow Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. He's an Army veteran as well. Here's what he had to say about Swalwell and crew.
Neither Adam Schiff nor Eric Swalwell would get a security clearance if they were in the private sector, if they were just a junior soldier in the military, if they were an employee applying for a job in the executive branch.
And that's exactly why they do not deserve to sit on the House Intelligence Committee, which is the committee talking about all of our nation's most secret enterprises and operations. All right, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, had a very yet another rough day. He gave a big speech where he was trying to tell everybody how great the economy is doing right now. I know, which is laughable on its face. I mean, we're doing better here in Montana than most of the country. But the rest of the country, everybody is bracing for impact, basically, because of how bad things are getting across the board, inflation and more. Listen, as Joe Biden stumbles through this scripted speech.
Now we head to the Washington swamp, where President Biden once again is having a very hard time, mired in scandal and plagued by his own cognitive decline. Joe Biden decided to take a big trip away from the Oval Office. Today he actually managed to travel a whole 10 miles crossing the mighty Potomac River into Northern Virginia. Wow, what a long trip. Unfortunately, the purpose for this outing was not exactly clear, and his bizarre, disjointed speech was almost impossible for anybody to comprehend. We've got the videotape. You decide.
When I was seeking the nomination, I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. He doesn't know it. Where's Doug? The congressman. He's around here somewhere. I've been saying this during the last campaign, the off-year campaign. Doug knows. Look, here's the deal. You know, they view the world from Park Avenue. I view it where the wealthy, in fact, you get, if everything works well for them, all is going to trickle down and help the rest of us. Well, I come from a background where that never worked. Talk about being deprived of your pride. Look at your child. Your child. If you don't think we have a climate crisis, come travel with me around the country. No, I'm not joking. Go back. Go back. And here we are. No president added more to the debt in 4 years than my president. I misspoke. 25% of our country's entire debt.
Oh, that was the best one there. I almost grabbed that clip on its own. I saw that one on Twitter yesterday. I think the RNC War Room had sent that out via Twitter. No president has added more to the debt than my president. That was the president himself talking. Just astounding. Just remarkable. No wonder they're trying to kick him to the curb over this classified documents scandal here. Let's see. We had, speaking of, COVID and tackle for the communist Chinese, Adam Schiff. Yesterday, I first heard about this through one of our listeners. I think it was Jay in Bozeman who had sent us a message on our Montana Talks app and said, hey, have you seen this new Project Veritas video with a Pfizer executive basically admitting that they want to mutate strains of COVID-19, and then they'll build vaccines to deal with the mutated strains of COVID-19. Anyway, yeah, crazy video. We played a portion of it yesterday.
That's testkitforfree.com to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to testkitforfree.com today. Paid for by T. Euro Health.
It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. You are listening to the Western Ag Network. I'm Haley Shipp. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday. As the United States grapples to get out of the current inflation, interest rate situation, we're starting our news this morning with a tale of woes from the grocery store. You're feeling them. Here's your substantiation. Food at home prices increased by 11.4% in 2022, more than three times the rate in 21 of 3.5%. That's according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. The historic annual average for the 20 years previous was just 2%. In 2022, price increases surpassed 10% for food at home and for nine food categories. Egg prices grew at the fastest rate, 32.2%, after an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza throughout the year. Prices for fats and oil increased by 18.5%, largely because of higher dairy and oilseed prices. Prices also rose for poultry, 14.6%, and other meats, 14.2%. Elevated prices for wholesale flour and eggs contributed to a 13% price increase for cereals and bakery products. Prices for beef and veal, fresh vegetables, and fresh fruits rose a bit more slowly, but all categories did exceed their historical average. That's where we're at now, but where are we going? Food prices are expected to grow here in 2023, albeit at a slightly gentler curve than 2022. Food at home prices are predicted to increase 8% this year.
Hi, this is Bailey Booth, fifth generation rancher, and I'd like to invite you to Booth's Cherry Creek Ranch Progress Through Performance Golden Anniversary Bull Sale, Thursday, February 9th, 1 o'clock, at our ranch sale barn near Veteran, offering 140 performance and PAP-tested fall-born registered Angus bulls. Many are recommended for heifers and sold within a cattleman's budget. Bulls can be viewed at dvauction.com. For more information, go to our website or call 534-5865 or 532-1805.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB9590 and WB9719. Both offer high yield potential, standability, and are balanced with protein. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
When a new rule from the Montana High School Association required all Montana schools to implement a shot clock for this year's basketball season, AgWest Farm Credit saw an opportunity. They have now donated just over $250,000 for shot clocks for Class C Montana schools. An idea of AgWest local advisory committee member Dusty Berwick, he says that as a member of a rural community, it is not uncommon to see small schools struggle as they figure out how to make ends meet. He adds that the cost of shot clocks was more than many of these schools could fit in their budgets. And two bills that would restrict foreign businesses, governments, and individuals from owning land in Wyoming came out of a House Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Committee on Thursday. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reporting that members of the committee passed the bills after debating, amending, and working through them for nearly 3 hours. A bill prohibiting ownership of land in the state by certain countries was approved 8-1, and a second bill restricting all foreign ownership of agricultural land split the committee but passed on a vote of 5-4. For the Western Ag Network, I am Haley Shipp with your Daybreak Ag Report.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got some messages here on our Montana Talks app. You can send us a message as well. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You can actually call into the show. There is a call button directly on the app, so you don't even have to remember the phone number. Press that call button. You get to call into the show, and just like that. And you can message us in the same way, and you'll see our latest content like this. You might have missed this story if you weren't listening in the 8 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. Today, in the Montana legislature, Senate Bill 99, I understand, is going to be facing a hearing. This is a bill by State Senator John Fuller out of Kalispell. He's one of our great Vietnam veterans serving in the legislature. He is a former school teacher, and he is the author of this legislation to protect our kids from this radical transgender agenda. Now, the liberal mob media won't want you to know this. They won't want you to be able to tell people about this. But here's the big secret: is it's not just Christian conservatives, it's not just Judeo-Christians that are working to protect kids from this radical transgender agenda. It's everyday parents who don't even really care about politics; they just care about their kids, and they don't think little kids should have body parts chopped off, regardless of whether their parents support it or not. They don't think the little kids should be given treatments that might lead to permanent castration or sterilization. So it's not just everyday parents. It's not just Christian conservatives. It's members of the LGBTQ community also who do not support this radical transgender agenda to chop body parts off of kids. Yesterday, we had a great phone call from Mario Presents with Gays Against Groomers. You might have seen this Gays Against Groomers group interviewed on Fox News. Tucker Carlson interviews their founder, has interviewed their founder a few times. I saw Mario on Jesse Waters' show on Fox as well. But anyway, one of our friends who is a member of the LGBT community himself, who is against this radical transgender agenda as well. He linked us up with Mario. Mario called into the show yesterday. Full story, full audio on our Montana Talks website right now. There was one quote that stood out in particular here that I shared on our website. But yeah, gays against groomers are backing Senate Bill 99 as well. Mario Presents said this. This is what we're seeing with Tavistock and with Sweden and all these other countries that are backtracking this transgender care. They were lacking the long-term studies to follow these people, and so we're seeing detransitioners regret. So we're trying to pull back the reins on the direction that they were going. But so anyway, Americans now have to protect from what Sweden and this gender care clinic in the UK have now realized was a great mistake. We need to stop that great mistake from happening here in America. That's why you need to support SB 99.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Authorities in Memphis are bracing for potential protests in response to the expected video release tonight of the encounter between Tyre Nichols and police, which led to his death.
Anticipating the tape could trigger civil unrest, with Memphis police chief giving this warning.
This incident was heinous, reckless, and inhumane. And in the vein of transparency, when the video is released in the coming days, you will see this for yourselves.
The Nichols family's legal team has seen the footage, and they say it shows the five officers beating Tyre for 3 minutes. He died in the hospital 3 days after the incident.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. And Novak Djokovic headed to the Australian Open finals again after defeating unseeded American Tommy Paul in straight sets. This will be Djokovic's 10th Australian Open final. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, they should have tried to keep that guy out. He's too good of a tennis player. They should have tried to use a vaccine mandate to keep him out. Give somebody else a chance to win. Anyway, let's move on. All right, got a couple of messages here on our Montana Talks app. The reason I was telling you about the gays against groomers supporting this Montana bill to protect kids is I know some of you heard it in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, but I know all of you didn't. Because, you know, hey, it's great you're here with us in the 6 o'clock hour, but sometimes maybe you're stuck in a meeting in the 8 o'clock hour, or, you know, for whatever reason. So I got to remember that just because I talked about something at 6:10 on Monday morning doesn't mean that everybody out there heard it. Got a great message from Jan in Columbus. Hey, Aaron, I haven't heard a discussion about DirecTV and AT&T dropping Newsmax, the most watched conservative news station in the USA. This is a form of censorship. What's up with that? Jan, I'm trying to think. I know we brought this up earlier in the week, but again, it was, God, what time of the morning was it? 7? Was it 8? Who knows? But this is a good reminder that we gotta repeat some of this stuff because not everybody is listening all at the same time. And we got 4 hours to get through it all as well here, starting at 6 a.m. going till 10 a.m. But yeah, we had a listener. I think it was a listener from Bozeman who had asked about that and was encouraging people to drop DirecTV as a result. And, you know, I made the point that for example, I'm not saying cancel this, cancel that. I'm just saying, I'm trying to save some money in the Biden tester inflation economy. And so I don't have cable TV. I dropped my whatever internet TV app I had the subscription for. And so I don't even have a cable TV service. But you know what I do have on my TV? The Newsmax app on my TV. So I can just click, boom, watch Newsmax without even having to give a dime to DirecTV. So that's an option for folks out there. But yeah, I know some folks are calling on just dropping it altogether because of this, because of the left-wing censorship that's going on. So Jan, thanks for that. Got a message from Right On John. We'll get to that after the break as well. And then I need to play this clip talking about the Pfizer executive and mutating COVID-19. Checked in with my diet coach yesterday. I do a once a month check-in, 15-minute meeting, just to make sure I'm staying on track at Billings Last Diet. And so Jen actually pulled up my numbers from 2021, 2 years ago. And it was very interesting because since 2 years ago, the numbers show that I put on 5 pounds of muscle. and that my body fat percentage is actually lower. So here's why I tell you that, because my weight is higher than it was 2 years ago, but the health of my body is healthier. And that's why having a diet coach is so important, because you step on the scale, you might think you're in a bad position, when in reality, you're in a better position. I'm in a better position because of Billings Last Diet. BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-67.
This is where Montana talks. Call Aaron on the Parsec Data Management phone lines, 406-294-0970. Parsec Data Management, securing critical business IT. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, the other message we got on our Montana Talks app this morning here, right on John, Paradise Valley. How long are we going to let the FDA get away with promoting the jabs that do more harm and don't work, according to facts and science? Once a year now for a jab is criminal. That's from right on John, Paradise Valley. John, thanks for that message. That kind of ties in with this big story. And we played an excerpt from this Project Veritas recording yesterday. DailyWire.com has this headline. Watch, Pfizer official physically assaults James O'Keefe, destroys iPad showing undercover recordings. Project Veritas released video footage Thursday night allegedly showing a Pfizer official becoming angered after being confronted by journalist James O'Keefe over recent remarks that he was caught making during an undercover sting video. Project Veritas said that Walker physically assaulted O'Keefe and destroyed the iPad that O'Keefe brought with him that he used to replay Walker's remarks. You work for Pfizer, O'Keefe said to Walker. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses? And then, if you go to the DailyWire.com, you'll see this latest video where the Pfizer executive, this development director for Pfizer, basically starts cussing and gets aggressive with James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. Tucker Carlson had this last night. I'll play a quick clip here, and then we'll get to your phone calls. Tucker Carlson had this last night. He played more of that Project Veritas footage where this development director for Pfizer, the big pharmaceutical company, was talking about how they want to, and I should stress, they want to, based off of what I've seen so far, they want to mutate COVID-19 so they can develop vaccines against it. There was another guest on Tucker Carlson's program who made a very interesting point last night. He said another point that is not getting stressed that comes from this Pfizer video is that this development director is saying that the virus is mutating so quickly, so fast, that the vaccines aren't keeping up with it anyway. And so, again, it goes back to this whole absurdity of these mandates, is that these jabs aren't even keeping up with the mutations, according to they themselves. So why are they mandating something that doesn't work? The other point Tucker Carlson made is that the other major media outlets, aside from Fox News and I'm assuming Newsmax and others, have devoted zero attention to this story. Here's one portion where they talk specifically about gain-of-function research, which you might recall was exactly what was going on at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China.
When is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out, because this is just like something we're trying, right?
It sounds like gain-of-function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like there's... It's definitely not gain-of-function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. No, directed evolution is very different.
Directed evolution. Okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe. Well, you're not supposed to do gain-of-function research with the viruses. Like, yeah. They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make it more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Just like Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's not gain of function. Oh, no, it's directed evolution. So if you're wondering how Tony Fauci was allowed to lie under oath and get away with it, the FBI did not raid his house. He was never handcuffed. Maybe it's because he used a different term for the same thing.
All right. Great point there by Tucker Carlson. By the way, in that video clip that you could hear in the background, the guy giggling in the background like Krusty the Clown off of The Simpsons, the guy giggling in the background is the Pfizer executive, the head, the director of development, who is giggling about basically gain of function research. He's now claiming that he was just lying because he was trying to get a date and he was trying to impress the other gentleman. So the guy giggling in the background was lying because he thought he was on a date. These are the people running the country. These are the people running these massive corporations that are trying to force this garbage on you. Kevin in Billings, thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, Aaron, I want to talk first of all about Senate Bill 99. The issue, I think it's great that we have a Republican governor, House and Senate, but one thing that's bothering me is I wonder how good we're going to make things if these judges keep overruling the legislation that's passed and the governor signs it.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. We've got to bring about fundamental change on our courts, get these biased liberal judges out of there. But that's no reason to stop passing good legislation in the meantime, though, of course.
No, it just makes me wonder, you know, how long can this go on and how do we get these judges out of there?
Yeah. Well, not only how do we get those judges out of there, but how do we make sure that we're crafting the legislation to where even if a liberal judge in Yellowstone County, for example, or even if the liberal mob majority in the Montana Supreme Court tries to throw it out, there are incredible organizations out there, like, for example, the Alliance Defending Freedom. And full disclosure, my wife recently started working for this incredible organization. Some of you know Tanya Shelnut from Billings, who is one of their national, in a national leading role for them as well now. They have got an incredible legal team, and of course they work very closely with the incredible folks like Jeff Lasloff at the Montana Family Foundation. But by trusting the guidance of people like Jeff Lasloff in the Montana Family Foundation and working with organizations like the Alliance Defending Freedom, here's what I think that accomplishes is you get laws that are written so well, legislation that is so solid that if even if a liberal judge in Yellowstone County, Montana, wants to play, emperor and throw it out, that judge is likely to get embarrassed by the federal courts at the higher level, potentially get embarrassed by the United States Supreme Court. So I would throw it back on these liberal judges. Do you want to be embarrassed? Do you want that to be your legacy, that you were such a biased, tiny little dictator of a judge that you got embarrassed by the federal courts? Anyway, that's my hope on that front. But you're right, long term, we got to get these liberal judges out of there.
Yeah, the other thing I want to talk about is DirecTV and Newsmax. You know, One America got kicked off. I don't understand why these networks, like Newsmax and DirecTV, counted so much on the income, or Newsmax and One America. I don't know why they counted so much on the income of DirecTV when they should have known that they were going to get kicked off. And why didn't they just promote the online service and go around the cable systems altogether? That's what the Blaze is doing, although I'm not sure that I like the Blaze being on YouTube, Glenn Beck shows.
Yeah.
Because he cannot.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, that'd be a good question to throw to their business folks. I think at the end of the day, when you're trying to promote more of a startup outfit, access to those traditional platforms is huge. I mean, you know, everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to start a podcast and it's going to blow up overnight. Really? I mean, good luck. I mean, there's guys like David Noble who are doing really well with his Twitch TV podcast. Obviously, you've got Joe Rogan exploding at the national level. But a lot of those stories are few and far between. There's a lot of people that do podcasts and they've only got a tiny amount of viewers and listeners, you know, whereas, you know, like I'm so blessed and so fortunate to be here on terrestrial radio stations because we got a lot of people that listen on apps. You get a lot of people that'll listen online, but really, these radio stations and people having the ability to just drive down the road and pick and hear Kevin and Billings' phone call is huge. All right, Kevin, great to hear from you. Let's see. Oh, hold on one second. There we go. Let's see. Bill and Billings, 30 seconds before the break, but then we'll come back to you after the break as well. What do you want to share right now?
Sounds good. Yeah. Like everybody else, I watched that Pfizer executive sting video, and the biggest thing that I took away from it, besides the fact that these people are just amoral psychopaths, is he spoke openly about and was proud of the regulatory capture that Pfizer had accomplished in their own industry. And that's really the source of these mandates. It's just naked corruption. That's it. Anyone who mandated it is corrupt. They got kickbacks. Right.
Well said. That's it. And how did Fauci make millions of dollars on top of his federal government salary over the past 3 years?
Out.
You know, yeah, that's exactly.
Out.
And they, you know, what if you had a business and you had a product and you were able to just force people to get you, not only force people to buy your product, force people to ingest your product. Boy, that'd be a pretty nice little business strategy for you, wouldn't it, Bill? All right, stand by, get your Hannity update and more, and then back to your phone calls after this.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Eric Swalwell is calling Adam Schiff his fearless leader. He pointed to the steadfast resolve held by himself and Adam Schiff as the main motivation of the House Speaker for rejecting the nomination. That's not it. Eric Swalwell couldn't get a simple clearance by the FBI if he needed one in the private sector. So how does he get to sit on the all-important Intel Committee with the information that is disclosed in there is not even shared with other members of Congress? The White House says Schiff and Swalwell, they bring expertise to the Intel Committee. Not exactly, because they've leaked classified information and they've lied about what they've seen in committee.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-885-5700.
Clean nose, healthy life.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, that was great. Yo, Bill was just right on point there, wasn't he? I checked in with Bill during the break there. I said, hey, you want to stick around, chat some more after this? He said, you know, I think I said all I needed to say. I said, man, you got right to the point and just nailed it there. So thanks, Bill, again, for calling in. Phone number for you, 406-294-0970. Give us a ring, or you can download our Montana Talks app. You can message us from the Montana Talks app, or you can even call us from the Montana Montana Talks app as well. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, our friend George Blackard with us here for Freedom Friday. Actually, you know what? George is already here. George, you want to throw the mic on, or you got some more? You got more work you want to do there? I don't know.
I'm here.
There we go. There we go. I got him now. You were thumbing through the websites here, looking at something. You were out in our lobby before you came in, and one of our station websites was up. There was something that caught your eye. Did you track it down yet?
I haven't tracked it down yet, but I will do that. But hey, you know, I've got something on this. And I know you've talked about it, this AT&T thing.
Well, even if we talked about it, we want to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, something that's really interesting that I got. I won't say what his name is because he asked me not to, and I don't blame him. But anyway, so he sent a message to AT&T. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, why is AT&T censoring the Newsmax channel? And the response was, I do understand you want to check this. No worries. Let me check on my end. He says, the reason why they are censoring the Newsmax channel is to silence the conservative network. That's straight from an AT&T representative that he was messaging with, right?
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, they make no bones about it. That's why they're doing it.
Well, Travis might remember. Travis, who was the caller yesterday? Somebody called in and said they saw a story about why and how basically they were being pressured. Was it by the FTC, by the Biden Federal Trade Commission, or somebody like that? And, oh, it was, hey, we won't let your merger go through unless you guys start blocking these conservative content folks. Because, yeah, you think about it, like, you know what frustrates – it's funny. You know what one of my biggest complaints about these TV, the cable TV or Hulu, Sling, whatever the heck all these different options are now, there's too many channels. There is so much crap on there that I'm just like, I don't want to – I'm going to scroll for an hour and then I still won't find something that I want to watch. And, you know, so it's almost like there's so much garbage on there that you know, you don't even know where or how to find the good stuff.
There is a lot of garbage out there.
And so it's like they've got 800 channels of garbage, but they're going to take away the one thing you want to suppress conservative political content, you know?
Exactly. And you know, the interesting thing is a lot of these apps or whatever you want to call them, they say they're free and you go on there. And then at one time they were free and everything they had was free. And now all the good stuff is pay, but, you know, the stuff you don't want to see is free. And
yeah.
So
yeah, you want to watch ESPN Game Day in Bozeman. Oh, nope. You got to buy the orange hybrid package or something. You want to watch Yellowstone? No, you can't even watch it on Paramount app, even though it's a Paramount publication. You got to go watch it over here. Who knows?
It's crazy, too, because if you watch the NFL, so now you have to go to Prime to watch the Thursday games. You have to go to ESPN to watch the Monday games. And so pretty soon you're going to have to go to a different channel to watch every game.
Well, and then so, you know, being an over-the-air broadcaster, I get over-the-air, I got over-the-air digital TV station. So I'll flip to our local TV stations here in Montana. And I really don't watch the NFL much anymore anyway. But you know, I had family visiting. They wanted to watch football. So I said, well, let's see if it's on the over-the-air. And there was a football game on, but it wasn't the Broncos game.
No.
It wasn't the game you want to watch. It's like some East Coast game, and it's like, all right, I tried.
There you go. Sorry, let's just turn it off.
I guess I'll have to get off my butt and go do something instead of sit here and watch this stupid TV for a little while anyway now.
Yeah. That's right.
Better option anyway. I got a message from Bruce in Ennis about gain-of-function research. I'll share that one with you right after this, since we're short on time before the national news update.